We're talking with Ben Hale, Western Livestock, and a good size, biggest run I think we've had in a little while, Ben, at the Oklahoma National Stockyards on Monday at least. 8,600 was the USDA estimate.
Yeah, compared to about 6,500 a year ago. Yeah, probably biggest run since back in June, I would imagine, Ron.
And so tell me a little bit about this market. It seems like the prices have really held up pretty well.
It has. It just kind of goes to show if it would rain, you know, they're giving us some chances out there in about 10 days. If it would rain, I don't know how high these calves would get because they are wanting to stay, you know, at good market. Of course, we got cheaper gain and that kind of stuff, and I think some guys are worried about what will happen if it does rain. So, yeah, the deal's holding together really pretty good for as dry and no grass and no water.
What kind of stuck out in your mind, you know, as you looked at some of these various sales we had on Monday?
Well, we had some of those better end of those five-weight cattle way over $3, you know. We had one set of seven-weight steers, real nice green steers, and, you know, bring up in the 270s. But, you know, biggest majority of them bring 250 to 260. We're just in a time of year that we're short on those feeders, so you will see some good sales on there. And I think we'll see that moving forward. You know, what's kind of concerning, I've talked to a few guys we buy calves for, they want to start, but then they don't want, you know, hold off another week. So I think just uncertainty on the rain is the main thing on it.
And these pasture and range conditions continue to go downhill, not just in Oklahoma, but Kansas, Texas. I mean, this area has been dry for a while now.
Yeah, and I think it's all across Arkansas and Louisiana and into Tennessee, you know, just a big area for as bad as the flooding is on either side of it, and we're hung here in the middle extremely dry. But some of these guys are awful optimistic with this cheaper feed, you know, get some of these cattle around and stockpile them for if it does rain, or just feed and make feeders out of them.
As far as the other markets in the state, both Comanche and Woodward, what are you hearing from those folks?
Well, about the same as there in Oklahoma City. We're going to have a decent run this week. I don't think we'll have anything huge until we get a freeze. You know, I think this water and grass situation is pulling a few of them early. But I imagine when we see it freeze, you know, it will jump up there for a little bit for however big our runs are going to be.
Right. It's remarkable to me. I mean, when you start looking at the, particularly the drought monitor and everything, the market, the area, your trade area around Woodward is in remarkably good shape, better than really the rest of the state.
It is. Every time I drive up there, that's what I'm amazed at, that they are, you know, they're dry, but the grass is greener and it does look better up there than it does anywhere that I've been in the part of the state.
I guess these guys need to get out to prayer meeting and do some serious praying for rain, right?
Absolutely. We need to keep that in there. Seems like we're just kind of going back and forth to that every 4, 5, 6 months. But, yes, we need to for sure, Ron.
Mm-hmm. Folks want to talk to you about these markets right now. How do they get a hold of you?
Ron, give me a call, 940-631-2333. We'd love to earn your business or at least talk about the market anyway.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock, that website where you can get a lot of information about the Western Livestock Commission firm, the Comanche market, the Woodward market, even the market they own up in Knoxville, Iowa. The website is westerncommissioncompany.com. And Ben gave you his phone number, of course, so give him a call. Details on other contact information for those other markets available on the website as well. They'd love to have the opportunity to work with you in the days to come. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.